It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and we circle back now to the events in Charlottesville over the weekend and the aftermath from the president and in cities around America. Last night in Baltimore, crews worked overnight to take down two Confederate monuments. This was part of the city's pledge to remove four statues tied to the Confederacy from public spaces. And on this program earlier this week, we heard from the mayor of Lexington, Kentucky, who said Charlottesville compelled him to accelerate his plans to remove similar monuments from his city. It's just one way in which the weekend's events are rippling beyond Virginia, and it became even more prominent in the national dialogue yesterday at the president's impromptu press conference. The president said, if we take down statues of Robert E. Lee and Confederate leaders, will monuments to George Washington and Thomas Jefferson come down next? Van Newkirk is with The Atlantic. He's here to talk about the debate over monuments and about where this conversation goes from here. Van, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Last night in Baltimore, Van Newkirk, there were some remarkable images, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., of those statues coming down. Your reaction?
Oh, these were, again, really powerful images. The Lee Jackson statue especially has been up since 1948. It's been a fixture of Baltimore. And I think seeing it go, seeing sort of this rapid impetus nationwide to take them down is I think we'll look back on it in years and say, wow, this was a bit of a paradigm shift, perhaps.
Interesting. You said that statue went up in 1948. It did not go up right after the Civil War or at the turn of the 20th century. It went up at a time in Maryland and in a lot of other places where a lot of white people in politics were defending their heritage.
Right. I can sympathize with people who feel like a big piece of what they remember of Baltimore, of their own heritage, is being taken away, right? But I think we have to, as a country, realize that most Confederate statues, most of the Confederate flags that have been incorporated in the state flags, most of the South especially, embrace of symbols of the Confederacy. It came at a time when white supremacy was a regime, during Jim Crow, in response to black activism, when people who were trying to, quote unquote, take back the country. So we have to think about the fact that these monuments are actually monuments they were monuments, yes, to a Confederacy that endorsed and fought for slavery, but also to the ensuing 70 years of white supremacy.
The president got on this point in a way yesterday, Van Newkirk, when he was talking about the statues and talking about the Robert E. Lee statue in Charlottesville that was at the center of the original protests there. And I said it before, he said, Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, if these come down, then what about George Washington and Thomas Jefferson? The president says they were all slave owners, which is a fact, but it seems to miss another fundamental truth, which is that two of those people I mentioned founded the country, and two of them did all they could to destroy it.
Yeah, I think perhaps unwittingly, Trump did acknowledge sort of our need to complicate history and think about the slave-owning past and histories of many of our great founding fathers and leaders. But again, like you said, Lee statues, Jackson statues, statues of leaders of the Confederacy, statues of Nathan Forrest, who was also a Klan leader after he left the Confederacy, after he lost. Those are not usually, they didn't come up right after the war. They didn't come up right after the South lost. They came up, and this is why so many of them are statues of figures in victory. They came up during a time when the South was building its new white supremacist Jim Crow identity around defiance, around massive resistance, around the entire region's their decision to not move forward with civil rights, to basically defy the federal government in a way that was reminiscent of the way the Confederacy decided to secede. And so we have to realize and recognize that, and also think about the communities who live within the shadows of those statues.
So we've talked a lot about Confederate monuments and other monuments on this show before. We've had lots of people advocating on different sides of where to keep them, where to put them, take them down, move them to a museum, what have you. Do you see something fundamentally different that's going on now? I know it's only been a day or three, so maybe it's a little early to ask you this question, but do you?
We'll see. I think what's happening now is still a bit on the periphery. We haven't penetrated the deepest bastions of Confederate veneration, say in Virginia and Alabama. And those are places where there are actually laws against doing this kind of thing. North Carolina, the people who pulled down the statue in Durham will be likely prosecuted for that. We don't know if there's any mass impetus in that state for pulling down other Confederate statues or for, say, changing things that are named after former Confederate governors who became governors of the state. So I don't know yet. I do think there is impetus in the liberal pockets in the South, especially. So Baltimore, New Orleans, Charlottesville, which, you know, the site of the university. But I don't know how far that can spread to other parts in the places where there are the most statues.
So that's the monuments, Van Newkirk. And I want to ask you about the aftermath of the president's remarks yesterday. Well, Monday when he was on script and yesterday when he really opened up to the media about how he felt about these things. I know that you, as a journalist on social media and in your reporting, were really surveying the reaction to the president yesterday, saying both sides were at fault in Charlottesville, to saying there were fine people among the torch-carrying protesters around the statue of Robert E. Lee. What have you taken away over the last day or two?
Well, one thing I would like to focus on is the black community in Charlottesville, the people who had to come in, who had to watch 500 people with torches, who were wearing Klan hoods, who had swastikas come into their neighborhoods and basically relive and reenact the scenes of the past. And to have the president come and say both sides are at fault here, or, you know, when only one side allegedly killed someone, it doesn't seem to people in that community, and I think people in marginalized communities as a whole, that the president is interested in sticking up for them. And that's a strong message. I think we haven't seen a message that strong from a president on race in a while. And unfortunately, it is not so great a message.
A message received from the president's remarks at Trump Tower yesterday. Monuments come down in Baltimore in the aftermath of Charlottesville. Van Newkirk of The Atlantic, thank you so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.